Debo, now, you were named after the guy on Friday, right?
Yes, sir.
Can you do a Debo impression for us?
We only got only a couple. I'm trying to get up right now.
Let's go left side here, front row.
Debo Dan Matthews, GridironNow.com. What have you noticed the largest change in Jake over the summer?
I mean, I've been knowing Jake since he was like in the ninth grade or whatever. We played against each other at South Carolina 7-on-7 in one of the finals game. And you can tell, like, Jake always been a leader. He always been the guy that people look up to and ask for help because he always know what's going on.
Let's go back here, left side, second row.
Debo, you guys do have a lot of offensive weapons coming back. Maybe the defense might need to learn during the first early games. Do you guys as an offense feel like you have to score to kind of help them out?
I mean, that's how we win games. I mean, the offense is supposed to score points and defense is supposed to stop people from scoring. So the more points we score, it's the easier it gets for our defense.
Left side here, third row.
Debo, you guys return a lot offensively in terms of skill position players. Do you feel like this is the best offense that you guys have had at your time in South Carolina?
Yes, sir. I feel like we got weapons all over the place. We got a good offensive line. We got a smart leader at quarterback. We got Hayden, Brian. We got some people like Chavis Dawkins and Rodriguez Davis that can come in and help as well.
Back here, left side. And Tyler, would you mind shutting the door, please?
Debo, kind of sticking with that, what is this offense going to look like? What do you, in your dream world, what do you think this offense is geared to do?
I think this year we're going to have a very explosive offense.
Left side here, front row.
How did it sit with you and the team when, before spring practice, Coach Muschamp addressed the media and said you guys were a soft organization?
I mean, honestly, before Coach Muschamp got there, it really wasn't like a physical team that we had. We really didn't hit each other at practice. Like, Coach Muschamp came in and was like, we're going to be a blue-collar team. We're going to be physical and we're going to play hard. And that's what we embrace every day.
Left side here, second row.
Debo, just in how Kurt runs the offense, do you think that he'll be able to let you guys go out there and be explosive, to toss the ball down the field, or do you think he might want to try to play it safe at least early in the year?
I don't think Coach Roper tried to play it safe. I mean, we're trying to get out there and put points on the board, like I said, and try to make it easy for the defense.
Left side and back row.
Debo, Will talked about how important it is to keep you healthy. What have you done this offseason differently to try to keep from having those soft tissue problems?
I mean, we started yoga class this summer. Mostly everybody on Tuesdays and Thursdays we do yoga, and I also go to treatment like 3 times a week.
Third row here on the left side.
Debo, there's really no clear-cut favorite in the SEC East. Do you feel like South Carolina may be a dark horse or a sleeper team to get to Atlanta for the SEC title game?
I think so. I've been hearing a lot about Florida and Georgia picked to win the East. I mean, we're not big on predictions. We just go out there and play the game.
Front row here on the left side.
What are your thoughts on David Williams, and will it be odd seeing him on the other side of the field when you guys play Arkansas?
I mean, it'll be weird. I mean, Dave was a really cool person. I mean, he worked hard. Like Coach said, he ain't had no off-the-field problems. He's an enemy on the field, but after the game, you see everybody come up to him and congratulate him on making the right decision.
Right side, third row.
Hey, Debo, Matt Smith, Southern Pigskin. You've checked the box of throwing, catching, and rushing for a touchdown the same season, but can you match what Farrow did a couple years back and do all three in one game?
I mean, I don't know. Whatever coach want me to do, I'll go out there and do it.
Left side, second row.
Where'd you get that jacket?
I mean, I shop at BP Skinner Clothier in Columbia, South Carolina. That's where I get all my clothes from.
Left side, third row.
Debo, if I'm not mistaken, you came to this event last year, right?
Yes.
So did you give Hayden and Jake any pointers on the plane over, or did you kind of let them fend for themselves? And
I kind of let them figure it out on their own.
Right side, back in the corner.
What did it mean to the team to finish as strong as you did, get to a bowl game after a rough start?
I think it built a lot of confidence coming in this year because we was 2-4, and then we had a breaking point in the season. We turned around and won 4 games, lost 3 at the end. At the end of the day, I feel like it built more confidence around the team.
Left side, back row.
You mentioned doing yoga. Is that something you ever thought you'd do in your life, and who's the best at it on the team?
I mean, I don't look around and see who's the most flexible list. I'm just trying to prevent from getting injured again.
We have time for a few more questions for Debo.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Rachel Barbeau, SiriusXM. I'm just curious what it's like playing for, I know you didn't know him before, but what it's like playing for Coach Muschamp 2.0. Not every coach gets a chance to have another opportunity to be a head coach in the same conference. He's very animated on the sidelines. We've all seen the internet memes, but I'm curious what it's like to play for him.
I mean, the first time we had team run, you see him rip somebody. So I was like, this is what everybody's been talking about. I mean, it was kind of scary at first, but yeah, you get along with him and you find out what kind of person he really is outside of football.
How does he push you, other than what we see, those crazy antics? How does he push you guys to make you a better player?
I mean, he pushed us, and he puts, like, when they're not there, they put it on strength coaches, coaching staff in the weight room or whatever.